Mother's Day may be a little lonelier for Cheryl Torlein this year, if no less joyous. 20 years ago, February 9, 1989, she gave birth to 3 daughters and a son on the same day. Years before all the publicity and public moralizing about Octomom, the births of Cheryl and Joe Torlein's children made the news in nearby Louisville, Kentucky.
The Torlein quadruplets came a little early, about 2 months, but the Scottsburg, Indiana family doesn't mind. The babies are all in neonatal intensive care at Cosair Children's Hospital. Their names, in order of their arrival, Eric, Allison, Vanessa, and Melanie.
Okay, I'm Allison Torlein.
Eric Torlein.
Melanie Torlein.
Vanessa Torlein.
But the media just can't get it right, can we? Actually, Melanie entered the world just after Eric. They were perilously small at birth, each weighing just below or above 2 pounds, and spent their first 3 months in intensive care. Once they were home, the Torlein living room became a nursery. Cheryl developed a color code system to keep track of the 12 to 14 bottles of infant formula that each baby had to drink every day. Friends and neighbors helped out, but Cheryl Torlein remembers getting exactly 1 free box of diapers per child. No after freebies from diaper or toy companies. No free station wagon from a local car dealer. Cheryl and Joe already had a 6-year-old daughter named Amber. Joe recalls.
She said, you know, I prayed and prayed and prayed for little brother, little sister. She said, I think I prayed too hard.
The Torleins declared a family-wide national Amber Day several times a year to lavish attention on their oldest daughter so that she didn't get overlooked next to the multiple demands of quadruplets. Watching a home movie of the Torlein quads on an indoor teeter-totter surrounded by dazzled and adoring relatives gives a glimpse of the closeness and chaos of growing up as a quartet. 20 years later, the Torlein quads are completing their freshman year at Indiana University in Bloomington, a great state school with a diverse student body of 31,000, where the Torleins are persons of interest because of the remarkableness of each being 1 of 4.
Do you ever feel like you're just melting into a group and not counting for anything individually?
I don't think so much. You know, we all have very different interests. We all don't look alike at all.
I think we personally, like, each of us fought against that and made sure that didn't happen. You know, we stood out for whatever personality traits or interests we had, you know, fashion, politics, whatever it is. You know, there's always a time where we disagree. So we just make sure that we would never melt into, like, one being. We're all individuals.
The Torlein quadruplets are not identical in appearance. 3 have dark hair, 1 is a blonde, but they have the same bright, cheerful, tooth-whitener ad smile, and they're often dressed alike as children. But because it was easier for their mother to buy 4 shirts in one style than choose 4 different ones. Still, the children squirmed to recall when their mother dressed them in matching sailor suits. There was different color M&M candies on Halloween. The quadruplets share a love of musical theater. But at school in Bloomington, Allison says she's interested in political science and possibly law. Vanessa is an English major and has been writing theater reviews for the Indiana Student Daily Newspaper, most recently on a college production of Oklahoma.
The often performed, well-loved musical is embraced by this production. Director and choreographer George Penny does a lot to give an Oklahoma that is fresh and still remains true to the simplicity implemented by the creators.
Melanie is studying visual art and sculpture. Eric studies music and has recently been accepted into the university's prestigious Jacobs School of Music. He studies voice privately.
Good. 1 grand, 1 star at the bottom. Let it go all the way up and over.
The Torleins live in Madison, Indiana now. Cheryl is an administrative assistant at Hanover College. Joe Torlein is an operating partner at the Baby Back Blues Barbecue in nearby Columbus. Their oldest daughter, Amber, had left home years earlier, so one day last fall, the Torleins went from having a house brimming with rambunctious, friendly, musical children to a quiet, empty nest in a single day.
It was really quiet for a little bit. And it's still quiet. We really look forward to them coming home.
When you say it's really quiet, is that a way of saying it's really sad?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. But anytime I feel sad, I just think about all the things that they're learning and doing and We worried for so long about how they would get to go to school. We neither one went to college, and we didn't want them to graduate with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans and that kind of thing. So that's.
And you think of, yes, four went to college, but imagine four of them, each of them have anywhere between one to four friends over at the house at a time. So do the math on that. You know, so we really went from an empty house.
Torline children are able to attend college because of Indiana's 21st Century Scholars Program. They keep their scholarships to Indiana University or any state school as long as they maintain good grades and good behavior, which includes not drinking or using any drugs. Allison, Eric, Melanie, and Vanessa have signed pledges, agreeing to abide by those rules every year since the eighth grade. They know that just a single, curious sip of alcohol could lead to paying for a mighty expensive drink. Perhaps because their children now seem so healthy and happy, Joe Torline remembers the anxieties he and his wife had almost 21 years ago. They wanted a second child, but couldn't seem to have one. They received treatments at a fertility clinic and learned that Cheryl Torline was pregnant.
The story goes their doctor was in Indianapolis, and when you first went back to the doctor, came back and said, how many?
Yeah, three the first time. Every time I went back, they increased it by one, but...
And then I finally went on, the third trip. I made a trip up and told the doctor, I said, we're not coming back if you keep finding more kids. I said, enough's enough. But they also talked at that point in time about what they called selective reduction, where they could have went in and we could have said, yes, let's reduce it. No. At no time did we ever consider that.
Why?
Well, it's just... We did want children. If we were blessed with the fact of having, whether it's one, two, three, four, it's God's will. Who would you have eliminated? Eric, Allison, Vanessa, Melanie?
Yeah.
I probably entertained the thought more than he did, just because our first child was premature and I thought there's no way I can carry four. But I look at him now and I think, what if we would have got rid of that one?
Yeah.
You know, but we are... just really blessed and fortunate that they all turned out healthy. They were not supposed to be.
The Torline children have spent their lifetime singing together. Now that they're at college, they feel out of practice. But as we interviewed Cheryl and Joe Torline in the lounge of Vanessa's dormitory, their children were upstairs rehearsing a surprise.
One, two, three,
well.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life?
How about love?
Oh, I can't hear
you.
What'd you do?
Is it me? Is it you?
It's you.
I don't know.
Just be confident and do it.
I got it.
Okay, fine. Are you sure?
Okay, so back up. Where do you want to start?
In 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year in the life?
Allison, Eric, Melanie, and Vanessa Torline, just finishing their freshman year at Indiana University in Bloomington. You can see a photo album and home movies of the Torlines at our website, npr.org.
Love, measuring love, seasons of love, seasons of love.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.